is Brad Milkey of ABC News Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
The thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
On the record today, we have someone who really provided the big headlines on the last day of Parliament. On the last day of Rajya Sabha, with me, MP Dinesh Trivedi, who resigned very dramatically on the floor of Rajya Sabha on Friday. And he's here, I'm hoping, to tell us all the behind the scenes of what happened. Dinesh Trivedi, you're no stranger, of course, to drama and surprise. We saw the, you know, I think I have interviewed you after your very rebellious kind of presentation of the budget during UPA era. But I want to ask you about this particular one. No one anticipated that, especially because, you know, you've had your differences. But what is it? What, just run us through the hours before this happened.
You know, the fact of life is, when you are in public life, you need to be very sensitive. And every human being has emotion. And when you saw the other day with the Honorable Prime Minister on one side and Ghulam Nabi Azad on the other side, two ends of a spectrum. But emotion was because of what? Because of the country. The tragic thing which they narrated, I did not know. I'm sure a lot of people did not know that particular incident.
Yeah. You're, of course, referring to the fact that they both cried.
They both, I became emotional also. And when Ghulam Nabi Azad said that both children were just, you know, hugging to my feet, and very emotional. Both were emotional. I was listening and imagining those scenes. If you do not have emotion, then public life is not for you. I'm talking about emotion because I did it emotionally. Not that it was not working in my mind. I tried my best how to salvage this. So I had been sitting in Parliament and I said, what am I doing here? I am representing Bengal of the ruling party, Trinamool Congress. I'm a founder member of Trinamool Congress, right? When nobody was there, when we were struggling against the might of the left. And I said, every day there is so much.
This is which year?
We started in 99.
Yeah. You were there from the beginning. Yeah.
I was sitting, right from day one. I have some great pictures also. So that was an ideology. And we had asked for Pariburtan. And what is that Pariburtan? It's peace, prosperity, corruption free. And every day, we all are quoting, where the mind is without fear and the head is held high. That is Bengal. And I think everybody must try to achieve that stature of Bengal, which can be achieved. Now, nothing of that sort happened. Every day I get a call that in my building, I'm just repairing the building and TMC goons have come and asking for money. They think Dinesh Trivedi is a big leader in TMC, if we tell Dinesh Trivedi, he'll be able to sort out. Nothing happens. Then the goons, if you don't give money, there is violence. You open any Bengali channel. Sontras. So I was sitting and I said, what am I doing here? I can't change. Nobody is listening. I tried my best. There's not a single senior leader, my colleagues, who do not know what's going on in my mind. I had made no secret about
it. Really?
Other day I was traveling with Saugata Roy, who now goes on TV and says, well, he's a senior person. I talked to him at length. He agreed with me.
About the problems?
He may say whatever because he has compulsion. I normally don't name, but since he has come out, I must tell him, he was there for 2 hours flight. I narrated the whole story. He agreed with me. He said, what do I do? So, if we are so helpless, and if we are answerable to people, and politics is not about master and slave or master and karamchari, or malik or naukar ka rishta to hai nahi, mar yehi ho gaya. Then I said, enough is enough. And if you are talking about Rabindranath Tagore, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, Swami Vivekananda, Raja Ram Mohan Roy, all this Maharathis we are talking about, Gandhiji we talk every day, Vidyasagar, and we do deeds just the opposite of that. And I can't reach out to anybody being a founder member of the party. So what I said on the floor of the house was emotion, which people who are now not involved in the soul of TMC will not understand. So I had somebody who spoke before me on some issue. His name was also not listed. So I took that opportunity. I requested the chair that I want to speak something, and then 2-3 minutes it was over. And I went inside the chamber. I did not even have a letter written. I sat down there and wrote a letter and gave it to the Honorable Chairman.
No, so you're saying, was it the people calling you constantly from your area and telling you, was that the
every area,
was I'm, that the kind of trigger? What was the trigger is what I'm asking you.
See, trigger is a combination. Now, for instance, we all live by the Constitution. Whether the Prime Minister of India, whether the Chief Minister, or for that matter, Honorable Governor of West Bengal, they're all constitutional positions. Now, day in and day out, does it look good to start abusing all of them? And if I give a speech in Parliament or give a bite on television, the Rajya Sabha guy, the leader supposed to be, tells Mamata, oh, Dinesh Trivedi didn't abuse the Prime Minister. Dinesh Trivedi didn't speak bad of the Home Minister. Are we here to abuse constitutionally appointed authorities? For what? If there is some problem with the policy, in a civilized manner, you debate.
So you're talking about, like you tweeted on top of what the Prime Minister said, where the Prime Minister was saying that, you know, we need to involve people in nation building. And you tweeted in praise
I
of
agreed.
That.
I
yeah,
on the
you
floor
agreed
of
with the Prime Minister.
What did
and so that became a problem.
That is much
that
bigger.
That was 2 days before
much
you.
Much bigger. That is much bigger. Prime Minister thing, of course, then he's...
No, so what happened with that? That was one of the triggers as
no,
well.
No,
you tweeted
you
in
tell
support.
Me one thing.
Yeah.
After all, why are we in politics? For the country? Country is bigger than all of us put together. When I resigned as Minister for Railways, I had told you the same thing. That for me, country comes first, then comes the party. I can't have the party's leader and the party and... No, it doesn't work like that. And that is why for you it is dramatic, for me it's natural. The only thing, I don't want to carry the burden or the guilt that I am not been able to do. So it was all building up. Now my Twitter account. Party takes... I mean, you cooperate. I mean, I could have said no also. I don't know who uses. I still have no idea. And then with my Twitter account, they abuse the Prime Minister. They abuse the governor. I said, why do you do that? And many times I had to delete the tweets.
Okay, so let me just
and
clarify.
I still don't know.
To clarify for us, your accounts, everyone in your party has to give your account details, the username and password to the people, the IPAC people, Prashant Kishore's team, so that they can tweet which is something they think is good for the party. Right?
I will be very honest.
Yeah.
I don't know who tweets A, B, C. I have no idea.
Right.
But the fact is, they do, at least my Twitter account, they took.
When?
And my password.
When the campaign started? When?
Quite some time back.
Okay. In the past year or so.
And I in good faith. And many times I see tweets very abusive of the Prime Minister or the Governor, constitutional head. Then I had to put my foot down. And many times I said, you delete or I'll delete.
Who did you say this to?
Not good to take names.
No, but you mean you said it to the agency?
To the guys who handle the media.
Right.
They are not party people.
Right. Prashant Kishore's team.
I don't know.
Okay.
If I knew for sure, I would have told.
Okay. But it's not Prashant Kishore directly, but whoever.
I do not know.
Yeah.
And they're all not some big timers. And it was not certainly, I didn't speak to Mr. Kishore, no. Whoever took my ID, I spoke to them. And even Honorable Governor also realized that Dinesh Trivedi cannot use such abusive language.
Did he call you up?
No, he tweeted. He tweeted that I don't agree that this is his word. So I had to tell all those guys, I said, at least have some sense. One day they tweeted in Hindi, abusing Prime Minister. And bad words. And I said, have some sense. First of all, I don't tweet in Hindi. Second thing, this is not my language. Because people would call me and say, what are you trying to do? My image would be tarnished. I do not know what was done with a purpose to tarnish my image or what. So they want some kind of a conflict all the time with the center. And I don't believe in that. See, if you want to improve Bengal, then you need a synergy with the center. You can differ with their policy because the schemes which are for the country are for Bengal also. If you say the schemes which involves health, Ayushman Bharat, good enough, you have a scheme in Bengal of yours. You might have done earlier, doesn't matter. And just for example, the Bengal scheme gave 10,000 rupees to a poor family. Center scheme gave 15,000. You add up the two and make it 25,000. This ego that, no, I will not take center. Center is India. This is not some neighboring country giving it to you. And who are you harming? Today, Bengal needs development. If you talk about all these great names which I just narrated, we are not living up to their ideals. Gandhiji used to walk up to British also for the sake of the country. So, too much of violence, too much of corruption. And when you talk about Gandhi or Vivekananda or Rabindranath Tagore or Netaji, it doesn't gel. That is, Bengal today...
I'll come back to the idea of what you're saying is too much violence, too much corruption, just a bit, because I have follow-up questions to that. But just to clarify, in the house, you said Bengal is now in the hands of a corporate group. You obviously meant IPAC and Prashant Kishore's team, right?
I would not name anybody.
Okay, but...
Because it's not fair for me. What appears, right, that you're supposed to be a...
You don't like the fact that you're a politician. You should be doing politics in your sense, which is, you know, you see this as doing working for the people, whereas you feel that a corporate group is now trying to tell veteran politicians what to do.
See, corporate groups are good. They are required for development. They create jobs. They create wealth.
Yeah.
So let us not misunderstand. So I call them consultant of political parties.
That's what you have a problem with.
I mean, political parties have become so out of touch with the people that you need a consultant. There is not a bad word. Consultant, they have their role to play. So please not to misunderstand. But the party which I have formed, we have struggled. Our blood and sweat. Families used to get worried that what are you doing? There is so much of violence. You may get killed. And after that, when you come to power, somebody who is given hundreds of crores and their employees tell you what to do, how to address the meeting, then I think it's a shameful thing.
Could you elaborate?
I'll tell you, even to be fair with Mamta Di, when she fought the left single-handedly, when we were together, even Mukul was there, only Mukul and myself, two general secretaries, we didn't need anybody. We were struggling for 5,000, 7,000. And that was the time when emotions were there, liberation, the dream of a better Bengal. Now we forgot everything, and the person who was involved is being abused day in and day out. For what? For what? Anybody can come and debate with me, but we don't want to, you know, go public with all these things. Everybody in the party understands the problem,
but
nobody has the guts. The biggest enemy of any political party are the chaplains. In life, they are your enemy. They will never show you a mirror. They will just portrait your picture.
But you know, what would you say about the fact that these same consultants, that they are credited with Narendra Modi's rise and his election in 2014, his winning strategy in 2014?
Has Mr. Modi said that? The fact is, you don't. I have said that consultant, leave aside this, whatever you think. Generally, they have a role to play. But you don't sell off your soul and the party. They can't decide the party's strategy.
So they're deciding all the candidates now?
I mean, your question has the answer.
Okay, now let's come to the other part of it.
So the long and short of is this. The house which I have built with your blood and sweat is being totally hijacked and the soul is missing. And we cannot, in public life, we cannot sort of undermine the emotions of the people. Money cannot buy things, simple.
This part about corruption, are you agreeing with the BJP charge that there is corruption in the Trinamool Congress now?
Why should I have to go by, I have to go by people, no. Why are BJP saying? They are not saying out of the blue. It's the people of the state are saying. When a complaint comes, should I tell you now? Openly, should I tell you?
Yes.
I've never opened my mouth, but let me tell you. I send the complaint to the principal Home Secretary and it goes down to the police. And the person who goes, who's been middle class, they said, ye to matlab sabko dena padta. Ye kya matlab hai bhaiya? The other day I fired the Home Secretary, he's a friend otherwise. I said, ye sab jagah dimag laga diya aapne. Yahan sadharan aadmi ko aap jeene doge ki nahi? This was exact word. Exact word. I mean, if middle class people, if they go and paint their house, if they have small project, why should you harass and where would they go?
You're talking about this whole concept of cut money and you're saying you complained about
every
it.
Every day. So and there is the end to it. And fortunately, everything is here. Because this is the mode of communication. It is not a spy camera or anything. This is how we send. I send a message to you. You reply me. It's a normal conversation.
When did you complain about cut money?
This is everyday affair. Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, Sugato Bose, their family was also not left. There's a big story in the paper. He had to call the police that this guy, the Trimul guy, and you talk about Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Do you have any authority to talk about Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose? Where are we gone? Before we came to power, we used to have Moody, we used to have Chop and Chai. And we used to exchange things, finished, all surrounded by wasted interest group.
But
the soul is gone.
Yeah. Dinesh Trivedi, isn't it also, because you mentioned violence earlier, but hasn't Bengal's politics always been very, very violent? And isn't it true that, as my colleagues, you know, people who report from the ground, they point out, that what just happened was that a lot of the goons who were associated with the left, they came and started working for Trinamool Congress. So it's not something, it's just something which Bengal is associated with. That, you know, you have this party society, which is very, very unique to Bengal. And so that's why corruption and violence, especially political violence, is a very kind of, you know, whether it's a left in power or now Trinamool is in power, is just something that's there in Bengal. You won't agree?
So you're trying to say that this is what we should have accepted?
No, I'm asking you.
What was Pariburtan? If business as usual, then we have cheated the people by saying Pariburtan. So Pariburtan did take place of the political party. But there was no Pariburtan as far as, this is exactly, you have hit the nail. There was no Pariburtan as far as violence was concerned. There is no Pariburtan as far as corruption is. It went hundredfold. At least during the left time, you did not see the political functionaries taking money on the television camera. Narda. I opposed tooth and nail and I became bad guy. When Narda tapes came, I was the first one to tell the leader, keep all of them out. We are not saying that they are guilty.
Yeah.
But they must be kept out. And what happened? I was kept out. This is all documented. It's all reported in the papers.
So Mamata Banerjee was unhappy.
I told, if you're honest, there's no point you're being honest. If your people are seen taking money, you as Mamata Banerjee should have said, nonsense. What have you done? Why have you done? If you have taken money for election, have the guts to say, yes, we took it for election, we did not report to the election commission or the income tax. Mm. But how can you say? I remember the now the leader of Rajya Sabha, I don't want to name, said, no, we can't do that, elections are happening. So what? Truth cannot wait. What happened? Dinesh Trivedi became bad guy. Mamata instructed that Dinesh Trivedi will not go for campaigning for 2016. It's a fact. It all documented. So Dinesh Trivedi, nothing has happened suddenly. People want to make their story, they can. But fortunately, they know me and they know my temperament. So here is an example of corruption at the highest possible level. So I think party should not accept it. Due process of law has to be there, whether it's my brother. And you don't pronounce anybody guilty till time is proved. Fair enough. But don't take the burden on the party. I said, let them defend themselves. If I am seen doing some corrupt act, which I shouldn't be doing it, I can't hold the party responsible for that. And party cannot come in my defense. Party must say that the law of the land doesn't matter. You could be anybody. Did that happen?
Do you think a lot of people who have now left the party also complain about the fact that she favors her nephew? Have you seen instances of that? Do you believe that?
I really don't want to go down that lane. I don't want to go down that way. I only think, not only for any particular party, but the time has come in India, we must get out of this family business. See, you must give credit to the left and also the BJP, that at the very top, wo bhai bhatija and, you know, wo nahi hai. I'm not even saying that if somebody is capable, should be kept out of politics. No. But let it go. But you don't become a leader overnight. And you don't, you know, it's vulgar. I can only tell you it's vulgar.
Dynastic politics.
You know, what happens? You know, one side, you are very simple. But somebody who has just come the other day.
Abhishek.
Whether it's Abhishek, whether A, B, C, start living in a simple life. Don't start using chopper just to go to your constituency.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't gel. Abhishek was a bacha when we were struggling. So, I don't want to join issues. I understand that he had a lot of foul language. That's not our culture. That's not our culture. If somebody even in your household leaves, what you do? You call that person and say, why are you leaving? You are there when I was born. I've seen you. And why are you leaving now? That's the minimum you'll do, no? Here you start abusing. Start abusing all the time. And just because the Prime Minister happens to be Gujarat, that doesn't mean you start abusing Gujaratis every day. Your Gandhiji was from Gujarat, Vallabhbhai Patel, Narasimha Mehta, Vaishnavajan to tene reke. Maximum translation of Bengali literature is in Gujarati or in Maharashtra.
So Mamata Banerjee never reached out to you after you resigned?
You know, when you forget your time in struggle, when you forget that I was a single member of parliament, whether Nandigram or Singur, we have given and not for Mamata Banerjee, it was given for the party and party for the people. So if you have this attitude that I have given you this, I gave you the Rajya Sabha, I mean, that is the narrative. Who are you to give? It's the people. Mm. When you have that attitude of a Raja, Ami oke diye chilam, nobody gives nothing, you know, it's the people. It's the people's invisible pressure. That is what works in politics. Why after I resign, I'm flooded with good wishes. I myself am overwhelmed and I'm grateful through your media to tell everybody that thank you so much. They've all stood, they said you've taken the right decision. You know what is the complaint against me? The complaint is you should have done it much earlier.
You obviously seem to be quite in admiration of the Prime Minister, of the BJP as well. You said they don't have dynastic politics. Although, you know, a lot of their leaders also, Congress keeps pointing this out, that, you know, they also have a lot of second generation people who are there in positions of power in the BJP as well. So it's not something particular to TMC or Congress or whatever. But since I wanted to ask you, many would say, and especially our older colleagues would say, that you say that, you know, your act is an act against corruption and for peace. But it is the BJP, a lot of the people who are accused of corruption, they've gone to the BJP. What would you say to that?
I think you should ask them. Hmm. Who am I to reply? As long as...
But aren't you joining BJP?
As long as... You see, I'm here. I'm not here sitting on judgment of anybody. Since I was involved with Trinamool Congress, I can talk about Trinamool Congress.
Okay.
The very fact is, we have built this party. And when you talk about the dynastic politics is, let's say a chief minister's son, okay, becomes an MLA. But he or a daughter, he or she draws all the power from the chief minister's office, sitting there, and everybody goes to him or her. That's wrong. There's nothing wrong that somebody's daughter or son comes. They can always come, but they must prove themselves. They must come, but everybody start touching their feet.
Is that what's happening?
Isn't it vulgar?
No, but isn't that...
Tell me, isn't it vulgar?
Yes, but is that what's happening with Abhishek Banerjee?
I don't want to name. Abhishek Banerjee otherwise is a very intelligent boy. But I think you must... India is all about being humble. India is all about Gandhi. Mamata Banerjee is praised because of her simplicity, because of her Hawaii chatti, because of her, you know, the way of life. But you can't have a split personality. You cannot have. If your leaders are found in some kind of a corruption, no mercy. Don't declare them corrupt, but the due process of law has to be there. Till then, keep them away. And this is exactly what I have said. And ever since that day, not trusted. What did I do in railway? Who has lost? People of Bengal. I had so much allocation for development of Bengal. I allocated money all over the because that's my duty. Bengal had a big chunk. Who lost? Bengal lost. The people of I wanted my metro rail up to Barrackpur. Everything was passed. We did the survey. Everything was there. We allocated the money also.
Yeah.
And I must say, coming from Barrackpur, I was little selfish as a railway minister. I supported a little. Not. I didn't go too much out of my place because originally Mamata ji had proposed that. Who suffered? People of Barrackpur. I wanted a mini Calcutta in Barrackpur. But I am still going to pursue that dream. I'm not going to give up. So in public life, we are here for the country. And the country always comes first. I mean, I could have been sitting very happily here. Luton's Delhi, nice bungalow. I have 5.5 years to go. Something must have touched me, no?
But did the BJP, have they been in touch now? Because I know that you've said that it would be a privilege to work with the BJP.
I was asked, would you join BJP? I'll say it will be a privilege because BJP is number one party in the world. So Sitaram Yechury is also a good friend of mine. So is Uddhav Thackeray. Other day, somebody said, you met Sarad Pawar. I said, yes, I met Sarad Pawar ji. My biggest joy is everybody's friend. And by and large, I'm in politics for a very long time. I have fought 4 Lok Sabha elections. And this was my 3rd term in Rajya Sabha. So I have seen it all. I have a lot to learn also. But at this stage, whatever you can do for the country, because you know...
I know that you and you're also from his home state. Did the PM speak to you post that?
I don't have to wait for the Honorable Prime. We speak. I can criticize the policy. I can appreciate it. At least he listens. Here there was nobody to listen. Yeah. Actually, I'm telling you. And I'm not now. I've been telling publicly much earlier.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
No one listened to you.
Much earlier.
Yeah.
That if I have an issue related to country, but believe me, with the Honorable Prime Minister or with Amit Bhai, whenever we meet, we only talk about the country. Unfortunately, what has happened when we are struggling, we were only talking about the country, but after he came to power, somehow country went behind and we became in front. I couldn't accept it. So always people ask, oh, you had 5.5 years to go. I said that was the right time to go. If tomorrow something happens in the Bengal election,
yeah.
Whatever, I wish them all. I wish everybody whatever is good for the state. But Bengal, I tell you, in conclusion, best of the teachers at MIT, Stanford, London School of Economics, Bengali. Best of the professors, Bengali. NASA, I won't surprise if half of them, everybody. There is something great about India. And Bengal has created the entire Bollywood. music, philosophy, poetry, Rabindranath Tagore, Nobel laureate, if that is real Bengal, and when people call me from different places in the world and they tell that there's so much of corruption in your state, there's so much of violence, are we giving the image of Bengal? When you say that I want to keep my head up and live, don't we all want to keep our head up? And your head is going to be very higher than the mountains if the head of Bengal is up. At the moment, Bengal's head is down because we are perceived to be perpetrating violence. And time has come.
Yeah.
Let's have synergy with the center, doesn't matter whichever party. Let's only think about development. And whenever I am going in Pad Yatra, there is a slogan which was given by, very interesting, left had given this slogan, Lorai, lorai, lorai chai, lorai kore bashte chai. Pudiye dao, jaliye dao. So I used to stop them. I said, why are you giving this slogan? Why? Pudiye dao, jaliye dao, er kalo haat bhenge dao. Why? Why? I said,
so much violence, yeah.
I said, this must go.
Yeah.
And it must be changed.
So who,
say, just shanti, shanti, shanti chai, so shanti niye bashte chai.
These are wonderful, but last
but
line.
But that's what we should put.
Okay, so last line. Are you joining BJP now?
I mean, I don't really need.
He's not ruling
it moment,
out.
At the moment, honestly.
Yeah.
This is the day when I was going to parliament in the morning. I didn't realize this is what I'm going to do. It was working.
Yeah.
So let me join myself. The shackles of the party is gone.
Okay.
Otherwise, I couldn't even speak to you earlier. I couldn't even speak to the media earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, they did not even allow me to speak. My speaking in parliament also pinches them. That why did you speak for that 3 minutes? We did not permit you. I don't know. These are the parliament norms, Baba.
So, thank you so
don't
much.
You see my face is so
I
relaxed.
I see. And of course, in the things that you've left unsaid also, you said a lot. Thank you, Dinesh Trivedi, for speaking to us. Thank you.
Well, that was a conversation, and that brings us to the end of this episode of On The Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunetra C or at HD Smartcast. Send in your feedback and I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.